122, ehoa tahungi ahau, e ngoikore ana hoki ahau. Hymn 122. Keriri tonu mai, e te atua ki au. Kia to ukoe, kia a tawhai, kia e pori nei. He ngā kama katangi ai aho kami hia tuai tene aha ta te to he to nune he mea kia hi ngā ai aho i ana wā kia mā ia ai ahau te pei i tōku kuhoa whawhai. Kia noho ehua kia koutou, kei noi tātou, e noho. Ehua tahungia mātou, e te karai tītou, ehua tahungia mātou, e tō mātou matu i te rangi, kia taputa ingoa, kia tai mai tau rangatiratanga, kia mētia tau e pai ai ki runga ki te whenua, kia rite anō ki tō te rangi, ho mai ki a mātou, aia nei he talo ma mātou mō tēnei rā, muru o mātou hara, me mātou hoki he muru nei i o te hungi harana ke mātou, au hoki mātou i kawea ki hako huaia, engari wakorangi a mātou te kino, nau hoki te rangatiratanga, te kaha mit gloria. Hei mūke mātou, hei hua, hei tohutu i mātou mahi katoa. Ko koe anu hoki, hei whakakai i mātou, ki a whai kurori ai koe i mātou mahi katoa. He me tīma te mea mahi, he mea haka otiro te a koe. Ki a whiwhi ai hoki mātou, ki te olotuni a te whai tēnei, e koe, koe i kurai te hoki tō mātou ariki. Hei hua, e tō mātou matu i te rangi, ko koe te atua, kaha rau olotuni, nau mātou e whakaora tai anō tia te timatango tēnei rā. Mau mātou mea kaha, mātou e tiaki ai nei, kaua hoki mātou e tukua ki a taka i tēnei rā ki te hara. Kia rere rā nei ki roto ki te mate engari tohu tohungia, whaketika e koe a mātou mahi katoa. Kia mea tunai mātou ngā mea e tike ana ki tau titiro, ko e ukraiti nei o ki tō mātou ariki. Ke tau ke tātou kato, te ata whai o tō tātou ariki o ukraiti, me te aloho te atu, me te whiwhinga tahitanga ki te wairua tapu, ake, ake, ake. Ke noho eihua ki a koutou. Āmeni.
Ata Māori e koutou, nei rā te mihi ki a koe e pā, nā hau e tūwhira tarāmo tātou katoa anō. Ms. Mason.
Tēnā koe, Your Honour, and Tribunal, tēnā koutou. These opening submissions will take about 15 to 20 minutes, and then we'll start with Mr. Hami Perapi, followed by Mr. Hector Busby, followed by Paul White, followed by Malcolm Perry, and we shall stick within the time allocated, Your Honour. These opening submissions are filed on behalf of Hami Perapi, chairperson of Te Runanga o Te Rārua and the Iwi of Te Rārua. Copies were provided to the registrar this morning. I presume everyone's got a copy of them?
Yes, the record of inquiry number is S25 for the opening submissions.
The proceedings currently before this tribunal have been brought by Ngāti Kahu against the Crown. Ngāti Kahu seeks the return of certain resumable properties in the application for remedies by Turunanga a Iwi or Ngāti Kahu, which was revived on the 15th of July 2011. Te Rārua is involved in these proceedings as an interested party. Te Rārua does not oppose Ngāti Kahu's right to bring these proceedings. Ngāti Kahu is entitled to do so, and their decision to choose the best path for them is accepted. Likewise, Te Rārua is entitled to determine for itself how it wishes to settle its treaty grievances. What Te Rārua does object to are the Ngāti Kahu incursions into areas which Te Rārua has mana whenua over. Te Rārua seeks decisions from the tribunal which confirm Te Rārua's mana whenua over their lands which Ngāti Kahu have purported to claim in these proceedings. Council notes the tribunal's earlier directions that it has made it clear that the forthcoming remedies hearing relates to the well-founded claims of Ngāti Kahu within a defined geographical area, and that it does not expect to hear evidence on or resolve any mana whenua contests between any of the parties to this inquiry insofar as they relate to lands outside the defined claim area. By way of background, Council first raised on the 12th of October 2011 Te Rārua's interests in these proceedings. Te Rārua has both iwi mana whenua interests and hapu mana whenua interests in some of the areas that Ngāti Kahu claim interest in. Te Rārua referred the tribunal to two different areas of interest, and those two areas are attached as Map A and Map B. The first one in Map A is the smaller area of interest, and Te Rārua first utilised this area as their map for treaty negotiations purposes, and the map shows an area from Hokianga to Maungatanawha to Hukatere. The reduced area of interest was adopted by Te Rārua, as they thought at that time that if they reduced their area of interest, other iwi with overlapping interests would follow suit, and this would more likely lead to some consensus on the issue of overlapping claims. Unfortunately, this outcome did not eventuate. Ngāti Kahu made an attempt to expand their initial area of interest, claiming Te Patu as the basis for this move. Te Rārua has vehemently rejected these moves by Ngāti Kahu, and Te Rārua notes this tribunal's earlier decision to reject Ngāti Kahu's initial attempted encroachment into Te Rārua's rohe.
So just on that note, I think it's appropriate to reflect that, in fact, the tribunal didn't make that determination. It made a determination regarding a hearing area
for this matter. Your Honour, this is the nature of my submission.
Mr. Williams, the usual convention is you don't interrupt submissions. You can make a submission on this at a later stage.
Thank you, sir. I continue. The second area of interest outlines Tararua's actual customary interests, and they are set out in Map B. And from before the time of the signing of Tiriti, Tararua was a major force in Te Heku or Te Ika. The actual area of interest reflected Tararua's actual rohe, which reached across the entire area north of Hokianga and Maunga Tanafa, across to Manganui, as well as key interests south of this area. Ngāti Kahu did not achieve recognition as an iwi until the 1920s, and many hapū throughout the actual area of interest were referred to as Te Rārua. On the 6th of September yesterday, Te Rārua filed an application for resumption, seeking resumption over the resumable properties that are set out in Te Rārua's deed and the land that it currently owns in Kaitaia, Toka Tumuana, which the Runanga officers are on. Te Rārua asks the tribunal to make a determination on the mana whenua interests that Te Rārua has in its rohe. In terms of the evidence that would be called this morning and that has been filed, the first person witness is Mr. Hami Piripi. Mr. Piripi has been the chair of Te Runanga o Te Rārua for the last 6 years. He has a social work degree, majoring in sociology and postgraduate papers in Māori and counselling, along with 30 years of experience as a senior civil servant across a range of government agencies and entities, including as Chief Executive Officer of the Māori Language Commission and positions at the Department of Conservation, the Department of Labour, the Office of Treaty Settlements, the Department of Social Welfare, Corrections, and the Ministry of Justice. He will describe the three aspects of mana that provide a framework for determining the extent of rights and responsibilities of the iwi and hapu social groupings. He will then explain what Te Rārua means by hapu mana whenua and iwi mana whenua, by way of examples both historical and contemporary. He then goes on to describe the origins of the Te Rārua iwi and provides a generic genealogical chart in order to explain reciprocal relationships between rangatira. He then provides a short chronology of Te Rārua history, ending with a reiteration of the mana and authority of Panakario as the paramount chief of Kaitaia and Te Rārua. Mr. Piripi will then describe the workings of the Te Rārua Hapū Confederacy and Iwi Territory. He identifies key tūpuna and associates them with certain areas of the rohe of Te Rārua, providing a comprehensive picture of Te Rārua mana throughout North Hokianga and Te Hiku or Te Ika. A conclusive list of hapū that have affiliated to the iwi of Te Rārua region by region will be provided. Finally, to demonstrate the contemporary expressions of iwi mana and iwi governance responsibilities, he outlines some of what Te Rārua has in place to provide for its beneficiaries. And, Your Honour, Mr. Piripi will be referring to a PowerPoint presentation. Some of it is geographical material that is all included in his evidence, and some in terms of the geological charts are drawn from the evidence already filed but are merely depicted in this pictorial form. Mr. Paul White was raised and lives in the Hokianga. He has a Bachelor of Architecture from Auckland University, a Master's of Business Studies from Massey University, and undertook the Senior Management Program at Henley Management College, Oxfordshire. He was the Chief Executive of Ngaitahu Development Corporation for 5 years, and while there, he set up a variety of research programs. He has more than 20 years of research experience. His most recent major research project was the mapping project for Te Rārua. He was the project manager and coordinated the research and mapping. Mr. White will provide detailed historical evidence in relation to the ownership of the Takahue block, Kaitaia Township blocks, including Tangonge, and the involvement of the various Te Rārawa hapū, these hapū being of Te Rārawa hapū, Te Uri o Te Hina, Tahawai, Tahukai, and Ngāti Te Ao, and Te Rārawa's relationship with Te Pātū, who at various times in their history have been described as part of Te Rārawa. The next witness will be Malcolm Perry. Mr. Perry is a kaumātua of Te Rārawa and is also a treaty negotiator. He has an extensive background and experience in social services design and delivery to Māori communities, both urban and rural. His evidence sets out a chronology of Te Rārawa history and events pertaining to the emergence of the iwi emanating from the eponymous ancestors Taru Taru and Rua Pounamu. He then describes the tūpuna movements and hapū migrations which have led to the current demographic landscape of the Te Rārawa social and tribal organization. He also provides a perspective of an oral tradition which describes the centralizing and collectivizing of hapū leaders into a confederation of an iwi protectorate and territory, resulting in their collective agreement to sign the 1835 Declaration of Independence, He Whakaputanga. Reference is made to the socio-economic conditions of the time and how the hapū of Te Rārawa organized themselves to survive into the future. And the last witness is Mr. Heke Nukumai Puhipi, Hector Busby. Mr. Puhipi is the paramount kaumātua of Te Rārawa and a senior kaumātua of Ngāti Kahu. He provides his genealogy and an account of his upbringing amongst his elders at Pukepotu within the Rohe of Te Rārawa. His evidence profiles his ancestor, Te Ripi, who was a lieutenant of Pōroa in the early 1800s. He outlines his descent lines and goes on to describe the unbroken chain of authority leading from Te Ripi down to himself as the contemporary bearer of the mana of Te Rārawa. He provides a background to his knowledge and skills as a waka builder and navigator and his role as a current leader among his marae and hapū communities. He discusses the Lake Tangonge, which he was very familiar with as a child, and other places around Pukepotu and Kaitaia that he frequented. His evidence outlines the struggle of his ancestors in fighting for the return of Tangonge lands and refers to several commissions of inquiry concerning the lake and lands around it. He describes his hapū as having allegiance to Pōroa and discusses the strength and fame of Pōroa as a Te Rārawa leader. He also traverses 90 Mile Beach claim from the perspective of his then father-in-law, Walter Te Pānia, who took the claim on behalf of Te Rārawa together with Mutu Kapa from Taupauri. He goes on to describe the spirit path, Te Ara Wairua, which rebuts the evidence of Mr. Lloyd Pōpata. He then describes the history of naming of Kaitaia and the relationship with the ancestors of Ngāti Kahu. He recalls the establishment of Ngāti Kahu as an iwi in 1921 or shortly thereafter, and he also describes the rough boundary between Te Pātū and Te Rārawa and where their interests meet and overlap. He then goes on to describe the finding and recovery of the famous Tangonge Waharoa, which is considered to be one of the oldest wooden carvings in this country. He outlines the role Te Rārawa has had since as its kaitiaki, and then discusses the relationship between Te Pātū and Te Rārawa at Okahu, culminating in a description in a famous Mere Pounamu, whose name is Puna Ute. In his evidence, he talks about Panekario and the signing of Te Tiriti and the role of his own ancestors in it. His ancestor, Riapo Puhipi, is described with his contribution to the First World War effort and his role as a leading rangatira of the Te Rārawa iwi. He then goes on to describe his involvement and role with the Runanga and its establishment. And those end council submissions, and council now calls Mr.
Just pause before you do that. I'll just check if there's any questions of clarification from the members of the tribunal. Just two brief things, Ms. Mason. in relation to the application for remedies filed yesterday, you'll appreciate, of course, there's a administrative process that needs to be undertaken in relation to those claims. They need to be formally registered with the tribunal and then delegated to this tribunal, and thereafter, of course, there'll be directions in relation to that application. So we don't need to discuss that further today.
Thank you, Your Honour. Yes.
Second issue is it's a matter which was touched upon by Mr. Pirapi in his affidavit filed in support of the application for resumption about him not being able to get inside this week. Can I just indicate to him and to you that there were issues at the beginning of the week concerning people getting inside? It first arose in relation to the Crown Party. And on Monday morning, I indicated to Ms. Anahira Herbert-Graves that the Crown Party and all council needed to, as is their right, to be inside the Wharenui during the conduct of the hearing, and on Tuesday morning reiterated to her that Mr. Marsden, as an interested party, and indeed Mr. Pirapi, had a right to be in here and seated next to Council. If that message was not conveyed to Mr. Pirapi, I can indicate to you that that conduct was not condoned by the tribunal. Okay?
Thank you, Your Honour. That message was conveyed, but by that time some other tikanga had kicked in.
Okay.
Thank you. So I call Mr. Hami Pirapi. And Mr. Pirapi's evidence is R42, so Y45, R42, and R43. And Mr. Pirapi, your full name is Mr. Hami Pirapi?
Hami Pirapi.
And you confirm that this is your evidence here in document numbers Y45, R42 and R43?
Aye.
Mr. Pirapi will now present his evidence.
Kia tū rangatira ai, wā rātou mokopuna, wā rātou nei uri, hei rangatira mō tō tātou nei kāinga, hei rangatira mō tō tātou nei motu. Nā reira, e mihi tonana kia koutou e te patu koroha, me te āhuatanga hoki o tō tātou nei marae, i whaka wātea nei, kia tū wai tēnei hui, hui nui, hui rangatira, kei wāinganui a tātou, kia ngau pai, te aroha, kia ngau pai hoki te māramatanga, kei wāinganui a tātou. Nā rita, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa. E mihi tūrana kia koutou e ngā memo o te ropu whakamana te tiri o Waitangi. Ahakoa, ka āhua pūmau tonu wa taiho ngā hunga o te kāinga nei, o te motu nei, ki te kupu nei, ko te tribunala. E maharake nau kia manuhui a Bennett, wai orana, nāna no te ingoa, I whakaarake ko te rupu whakamana o te tiri te Waitangi. Nā, ki roto i taua ingoara, ka kite atu te hohonutanga o na whakaaro. te wana tumonako hoki mo te kumiti nei kia tutuki pai ngā mamai, kia ea pai ngā mamai hoki o te iwi Māori. Irunga anō i te whakamana o tō tātou nei kawenata ko te tiriti o Waitangi. Nā reire, me mihi kā tika ki a rātou, wēnā kau mātua, taino mai ki tākoutu nei, tōkoutu nei, ingoa nei, ko te rūpū whakamana o te tiriti o Waitangi. Kei kone tātou e tumonako tonuana mo tau ingoa. Tātou katoa, ahako he mema, ahako he tangata nohi o pēnei i a hau nei, e tumunako tonuana kia ora pai ai ngā tikanga roti o tō tātou nei kawenata tapu e whakaitia o mātua tupuna. Nā reira, tēnā koutu katoa, ngāti mani o poto e te iwi nui nei o mātātua, ngā mihi hoki kia kurua kia koutu katoa e ngā rangatira i haere mai nei ki te hāpai, ki te manaaki, te āhuatanga o tēnei kaupapa kei mui a tātou i tēnei rā, kei mui o koutou nei aroaro. Nā reira, kanui te mihi atu kia koutu katoa. Hoi anō, ka taka mai anō ki te āhuatanga o tamātou nei kōrero kia mōhio tonu hoki koutou he tamaiti ahau no te kāinga nei i tupu ake au i kunei kei raro i ngā rekereke oku mātua tupuna rātou ko mene ki te pōkua ko mate katoa hoki wena kau mātua i nainina ka riro ko tā rātou nei tamaiti e kawe atu nei o rātou nei kōrero o rātou nei hiahia i whakatōngia nei i rotu i āhau kia pua wai mai i tōna wā. Tāku e whakaro ake, tēnā pēr ko taike ki tēnā wā, kia puta ngā māramatanga i whakatōngi o ku kaumātua i rotu i āhau. Hare te mea ko te tāne noiho ingani ko ngā kui ake i whakatōngi he māramatanga ki rotu i āhau. Kia tuahau hei toa, hei toki hoki mō rātou nei tumanakotanga. Hare te mea he mea hau, mai i o mātou nei tupuna, ko pōro hoki anō tērā, i waihotia te pūtaki o te riri ki te taha, me ngā pū kia mauri ai tēnei mea te rangi Mārie, hei toki mana, hei toki mo tōna iwi, kia haumai hoki te iwi Pākeha, a tau iwi, kia noho tahi ai rungi te āhuatanga o te rangi Māori e tanga, kua kite atu tēnā hūrahi hoki tēnā kaumātua, kua whai atu tōna tamaiti, tāna tamaiti a panakarea o ki tēnā whakaaro, kia noho tahi ai te tuakana me te teina i rungi te whakaaro ko tahi. Nā reira, kei kune tonu āhau, e pupuri tonu ana ki tēnā uara, mai oku mātua tūpuna, ko pērā tonu te āhuatanga o rātou nei kōrero ki āhau, kia trai tonu, kia mahi tonu ngā mahi, kia tūtaki pai ngā iwi e rua nei rungi te whenua kotahi. Nā reira, kei kone tātou katoa pea e whai atu ki tēnā huarahi kia pua wai mai hoki tō tātou nei motu i runga anō i te painga mō ngā tangata katoa ahako Māori mai, Pākeha mai o Niutireni nei nā o tātou mātua i whakaitia ki tēnā ingoa ko Niutireni nā ka kite atu te āhuatanga o rātou nei whakaaro ko nuku ko neke hoki o rātou nei whakaaro kia anga whakamua i runga i tā rātou i hiahia tiai. Nā reira, mihi tonu ana kia tātou katoa i ruti tēnā māramatanga. Hoi anō, ko tū moke ahau i tēnei wā, i te mate ngātu oku kaumātua. I te ata nei, i haere atau ki te urupā, ki kaitaia, ki te inoi atu ki a panakareo, ki a homaingia, he māramatanga ki ahau, ki a whakamana ake, ki whakarangatira ake, i aia me ana mahi i te wae orana, i te wae haere ana ungi te mata te whenua. Nā reira, tainu mai ki a tātou noho ake nei, kei kone eno tātou katoa, ngā iwi o te hiku tika, e tātai atu nei tātou ki a tātou, i runga i te whanaungatanga, i runga i te kōrero, ahakoa, ko wai, ahakoa nōhea, kua tātai atu tātou ki ngā iwi katoa te hiku tika. Nā re re mutu atu reira ka timota taku, taku kōrero mo te kaupapa nei. At the Tai Punera, we in our work in the Runanga of Te Rārawa and in the progression of the negotiation of our historical claims, which has been going now a full solid 10 years, going on to 11, and our negotiation team was an elected negotiation team 10 years ago. Joe Cooper, Paul White, and myself. And that team and was supported by Gloria Herbert and Kevin Robinson from the Runanga o Te Rārawa. When Gloria Herbert became ill and stepped down as chair of the Runanga, Malcolm Perry took her place and has become one of our negotiators as well. It's important perhaps for the tribunal to know that in that entire 10 years, our negotiators haven't changed. Our position hasn't changed either. Our bottom line position hasn't changed either in terms of where we're going. But we have completed a lot of work in terms of determining our strategic direction and how any settlement and any redress mechanisms might contribute to our strategic development and direction. And so as a consequence, the deed that we have agreed with the Crown is a powerful tool for us in terms of usage, and every day the deed remains unfulfilled, there is a cost to our iwi. So for us, this is not merely an academic exercise. This is a real time exercise for us, and as an organisation, we're working every day in the very areas that we've covered by aspects of our deed. So in order to determine the question of mana, we've used a simple paradigm, and it's a similar paradigm to what other people have provided in the evidence, simply because it's a paradigm that has been derived from the wānanga of Māori Marsden on this marae, which was, of course, his marae. One of his marais, I'm afraid it's a simple analytical tool for us that typifies three forms of mana: mana tupuna, mana whenua, and mana tangata. In terms of mana tupuna, is really a whakapapa connection down from atua Māori. Involves waka, rangatira, tupuna, tātai hono, kāpiti hono, tātai hono, kia tātou. Recognises the atua Māori paradigm, the role of tāne in the creation of human beings and in the procreation with human beings to create a spark of divinity that has been passed down through the whare tangata ever since. The second category, mana whenua, is about authority and ability to direct the use of natural and human resources as a means of production for the benefit of the collective. And mana tangata relates to personal authority gained through the skills and knowledge and applied towards optimal outcomes for the community. And using that simple little paradigm, we were able to distinguish, and our council talked a bit about the extended area of interest and the core area of interest. And in our efforts to try and position ourselves to move forward, we did withdraw from trying to make a mana whenua case in our extended area of interest. We felt that we probably could have raised a case in many areas, but we thought it would have been counterproductive for us to get into debates with mana whenua hapu and other iwi over overlapping areas of interest. And if we were to take an entrenched position on those, we would still be arguing in 20, 30 years, maybe even 100 years, and have made no progress. So we made a conscious and active decision on the basis of this determination of mana tupuna, mana whenua, and mana tangata to draw our mana whenua area back to areas that we feel confident about establishing our mana whenua presence. And so any interests we have outside that core area are expressed as mana tupuna. So we have a genealogical association with those areas and with the people from there, but not necessarily with the right to say, with the right to determine the use of of resources. That's, we'll leave that to the mana whenua tūturu, and we can be mana tūpuna ki te tautoko. And of course, mana tangata is a term that really is very important in the contemporary sense, because our people are spread everywhere now throughout the rohe, and so we have many of our people living in other rohes and establishing themselves within those rohe as contributors to that region and to the development sometimes of even that iwi, and so they have achieved a lot of personal mana within those arenas, and so it's a tautoko, I guess, of the mana whenua of the area. It recognises pūkenga, it recognises whanaungatanga, ahikā, ringakaha, and of course tuku. And in some ways, the shrinking of the area of interest down to the core area of interest, in some ways, is a form of tuku, because rather than have that mana whenua debate on the fringes, we would much rather leave that to negotiation kōrero amongst ourselves. And if we're not after mana whenua, then there shouldn't be any problem. Well, that's what we thought anyhow. So it's been a good methodology for us. We've used it in the whole 10 years of our negotiation. It's a simple tool, and it's a Māori Marsden product, and we have to honour Māori Marsden because he left us with that wānanga. And it allows us to plan, and it allows us to identify our areas of interest. So, having described that tool, if I go on now to what we would consider to be hapū mana whenua, from our perspective, hapū mana whenua is where tapu resides. It is where the names of mountains, of rivers, of places are held in repositories of knowledge amongst those hapū communities. It is where the reo and tikanga and the particular mita and dialect of the people reside. It is the source and the implementation arm of kaitiakitanga, because kaitiakitanga, from our perspective, is drawn directly from the atua Māori paradigm. Kia tūwai ngā tua Māori nei, hei atua mo te taiao, tainu mai ki ngā tangata nei. Hapū also usually have marais and marae activities and marae communities, and our runanga today is established upon marae communities. So we've chosen to engage with our hapū through our marae communities, because for us the marae is a pre-European institution brought here by our tūpuna, and in that sense, being based on whakapapa and relatively equal rights and status between its membership, the marae made the marae the perfect building block for us to be able to establish our iwi runanga using the marae as our portal to our hapū communities. We are supportive of hapū structures, and so we see the hapū mana whenua as including things like hapū plans, and of course management of places like wāhi tapu, and a strong sense of autonomy. And then you'll see from the diagram there that it's really about maunga, awa, tūpuna. We see hapū as a fluid, and really seen in its true form as an entity, because it's such a fluid thing. And the hapū for us is the optimal form of social organisation, which we can use to build on and confederate ourselves around in order to provide a iwi type protectorate. So in the iwi mana whenua paradigm, you'll see there that the kauai rangatira is held, so the hapū leadership it congregates into a confederation. They have a regional focus and focus on regional issues, have the ability to raise a taua, or these days I guess would be a legal team perhaps, as opposed to a war party, strengthening marae, building networks. This is what we think iwi mana whenua is about: supporting whānau, hapū and marae, political representation, particularly at the regional level, iwi claim mandate and management, ensuring hapū equity, economic security, planning for future generations, around the focus of our iwi as a in its role as a territorial authority. And a good example, perhaps, of that would be if you looked at the whare tapu o Ngāpuhi. So the whare tapu o Ngāpuhi goes from maunga to maunga to maunga to maunga. Two of those maunga that are included in the whare tapu o Ngāpuhi are sitting within the Rarawarohe. That's Pangaru and Papata. But nevertheless, they are still valid as markers for the whare of Ngāpuhi. And even though Ngāpuhi don't actually live on the mountain, they don't actually have hapū that reside around the mountain, still nevertheless their mountain. And they define themselves, the house of Ngāpuhi, on that mountain. So what that shows is you don't have to actually own everything. And you can establish your territorial authority or your territorial ability on the basis of maunga, of awa, without actually having to own them in the ownership sense of the word. So that's our distinction between those two. In terms of what we actually do on the ground at the moment, we are an established mandated iwi organisation under the fisheries legislation, and we've sort of jumped through all those hoops, I suppose, if you like, in terms of financial and organisational accountability. We have established committee kaitiaki around our rohe, building on hapū and marae participation. We've taken an active a role in establishing traditional rahui based on the laying of a tapu as opposed to anything else. So the rahui that we've established at Tauro and Ahipara is a rahui that hasn't been put in place in that way for over 100 years. We've reverted to the old karakia and to actually whakatapu te wahira and irungi tēnā taputanga. Ko whakae katoa mai ngā iwi o te kāinga kia kaue haere ki reira ki te ruku kai moana. And we've found that to be a very useful direction, because our people these days are not too keen on the ture, particularly a ture that stops them from taking kai moana, and because they've got to feed their families. And so using rahui, using traditional methodologies for establishing rahui is part of our role as an iwi. We also provide social services to our community, not just Te Rārawa, education, health, housing. We coordinate resource management act compliance input in association with hapū, and in that sense, if a hapū says no, we say no too. Information dissemination collation, we have a research program which is extensive. And we also have an iwi strategic plan which we think is pretty good. We are as an iwi very interested and intent on collaborating with other iwi. We see this as being vitally important not only to our current existence but also to our future existence. We have a high trust, which is one of the few in the country, high trust contract with the government to deliver a range of services, and we operate a Runanga social services arm that turns over around about $4 million a year in terms of contractual work. We have a business arm as well, commercial arm. We've invested in housing, particularly Kaumātua housing, which we own some of, and we also manage other houses. We're a half owner in the local recycling waste business. We have joined 13 other iwi in establishing a fisheries company using our quota. So we've stuck with iwi there, and we've invested along with Whangaroa and Ngāti Whātua in broadband, and we are Te Rārawa now. Proud owners of the broadband backbone between Auckland and Whangarei, and once we get a bit of revenue, we'll bring that up to Kaitaia, because we have we're intent to provide connectivity for our people, and that's everything we do, it all contributes to these greater aspirations. But of course, what I'm reading out to you now are more than aspirations; they've actually already happened. So we're on to now the Tarutera Nua Pounamu, and I won't go because Malcolm Petty and Heke Nuku Mai Puhipi will talk a little bit more about that. Tarutera Nua Pounamu around about early 1700s, mid 1700s, and every iwi has its genesis. Every iwi has a history and a place in a demographic landscape. Our iwi began pre-European, and one of the misconceptions that is been promoted about iwi and iwi nunanga in particular is that iwi are a post-European institution and actually are really agents of the Crown. Well, our iwi is not. Our iwi began pre-European and began with Taratara and Ruaponamu, and in their quest to seek utu for their kuia tiripo. And you'll see there from that the area of influence that that Taratara and Ruaponamu had, a quick snapshot of the whakapapa that emerges from them, and I won't go into that. There's other fora for debating whakapapa, but the next slide will show you that the red lines there, those are the tupuna, not all of them, but some of them that I talk about, and you can see in that whakapapa the period of the arrival of the Pākehā, the colonisation, the need to reorganise, reshape, and get ready for this wave of Pākehā colonisation. And that's part of my case, is that once that happened, and it all happened under Pōroa. Pōroa was the first Māori we know who went out to a ship off Ahipara there, and the first thing he did was brought something back he traded. And so we rest our mana whenua on the mana of Pōroa, who I won't go into all Pōroa's feats, but his they are numerous documented accounts of his actions and feats nationwide, actually, both in war and in peace. And in the end, of course, he put the war aside and chose the path of peace, which he thought was going to be a better axe to take us forward than the gun was going to be. And so Pōroa never became a Christian, and died around about 1830. But in his later life in particular, he left a series of adages, of whakatauki, of sayings, which provided guidance for his people. And in my full brief of evidence, you'll see some examples of that. And then, of course, we come to the mana tupuna, mana tangata paradigm there, and you can see that in the 1850s, 1900s, the Pōroa's mana was extensive. And then, of course, we come back to where we are now, where we've pulled our area back. We think it's been fair. And in 2012, the mana of Te Rārawa, the mana whakahaere of Te Rārawa, the vehicle that runs our iwi is the runanga o Te Rārawa. We have gone through a very extensive mandating process, and as I said, we've been negotiating for over 10 years now to get to the point that we've got to. We're an experienced team of negotiators, and our runanga enjoys a strong mandate, but it also, like any other iwi authority, enjoys its challenges. And so the challenge for any iwi runanga or iwi organisation is to maintain the confederacy of its hapū by providing some discernible form of benefit for them. If you don't provide a discernible form of benefit for the hapū that's affiliated to you, why would they affiliate to you? They're better off going affiliate next to somebody else. And so our iwi, which is bound by three other iwi, we are in a constant state of flux, really. And you would have heard through the evidence of the last few days that a lot of the hapū have got feet in both camps, or feet sometimes in three or four camps, like the Pātū has. And so for us, that was a very important role to try and maintain that confederacy. So it comes down to the organisational ability, the strategic priorities, making sure that you deliver to your constituencies. And that is our focus. We deliver to our marais and to our hapū through our marais. And in the implementation of this deed of settlement, this will make a huge difference to our communities on the ground. And unlike the statement I think I heard from Ngāti Kahu's approach, we don't intend to. We've already put in process mechanisms to be able to devolve all our activities to hapū and whānau level. And also any land we get back that belongs to mana whenua, hapū, we give that land back to them. and trust that they'll love us enough to be able to continue to work with us to try and draw some ongoing sustenance from it. But it really does come down to trust, and like I think it's probably a normal Maori thing. You can't compel Maori people to do things. You can only encourage them, entice them, whakamārama, mena ka arawatu te tangata ki a koe, ki te kōrero, ka pai. But you can't force them, and that's been our experience. So just to tie up there, I'll go through the four winds, to the tonga. You'll see there the hapū that are associated, that are established, or been established within those areas of North Hokianga. Quite a number of hapū there. And also to the north in the area that we're talking about, Te Uriu Hina, Te Hawai, Tahukai, Ngati Te Awa, and Te Hutai. So who we thought we were our close cousins for a while there. And then to the south, you'll see the names of the tupuna. The names in black are the children of Tarutaru and Nuaponamu. The names in white are the grandchildren. And you'll see that across that entire rohe, and then we just come to the last couple of slides there, to show how the red one, right? To show how the inside, these are spheres of influence by tupuna, pākurakura, te tūngutu, ngāmotu, mōria, kahu whakarewa, manahi, kahi. These are all the children of Tarutaru and Ruaponamu, whose influence spread throughout the North Hokianga right through to the Hiku o te Ika. And then under the grandchildren, pāpāhia, ngā kahu whero, te huhu, te mōrenga, te ripi, panakareao. These are all people who signed the whakaputanga. And our oral histories and our oral understandings are that there was a conscious, deliberate decision by our rangatira. And you'll see from their familial connections and their geographic proximity that they were indeed beginning to congregate and gather. And in fact, the Muri Whenua Land Report discusses this phenomena about when under times of stress, everybody starts to whakapiri te tai ki te tai, tai ka rapua te tahi rangatira nui ki te whakahaere waratu nei kaupapa. And that was obviously happening in this instance. This was a period of high flux with the arrival of Pākehas. And so they had to meet that challenge. They built on Pōroa's commitment to the path of peace. And Panakareo in particular picked that up. And even though Panakareo may have been, maybe criticized today for what he did, he didn't let us down. The fact that we were betrayed by the treaty, that's what let us down. It was the betrayal of the partner that failed to realize his aspirations. In his discussion about the shadow of the land, and the substance of the land, that is not just a famous metaphor here in Aotearoa. That's a metaphor that's famous throughout the world, and in fact, it's a very useful metaphor, and it showed that he had a very good understanding and grasp. The night before the treaty was signed, he went to the house, Matthew's house, and discussed his thinking around that concept for hours before he even considered signing the treaty the next day. So he very much understood the situation, and his mission was to provide an environment for his people to survive the next couple of hundred years in. And so he knew that with a monetary economy rolling in and waves of immigrants rolling in and a whole new jurisdiction rolling in, that they had to find innovative and creative ways of meeting that challenge. And part of that was to create mechanisms and to create opportunities within ourselves to be able to engage with that. The use of we've got letters written to the Crown by our rangatira, not just Panakareo, but by others who are saying, where's all these settlers you promised us? You said you're going to give us an economy. We haven't even got an economy. There's only us here. The settlers haven't arrived. So there was a conscious effort by them, and at that stage, the Iwi of Te Rārawa is really a territorial protectorate. So they could all rely on each other for productivity. They could rely on each other for support. They could rely on each other in war and in peace, as they did. And our history is full of examples of how they did rely on each other, and from pā to pā, from Okakewai through to Mangamuka, across to North Hokianga, to where Papahia was, back to Ahipara, and up to Onerua Tohe, where we we meet with our Opori and Ngāti Kuri relations. So the kōrero we've heard over the last few days about people standing on the sideline watching the fighting going on and watching the disputes and the things going on, well, they must have been standing on the sideline for a heck of a long time, because Panakareo spends quite a few decades in absolute supreme authority over Kaitaia. When the Parkers first arrived, they observed that he could, just at the snap of a hand, raise 1,600 fighting men to be able to achieve his will. And there are the Muri Whenua Land Report is riddled with examples of the mana of Panakareao and the ability that he had to mobilise. He didn't just say to the Parker, "You can come and live over here." He actually built them roads, built their houses, created areas where they could go and live, and provided a protectorate for them, because he could see the value in what they were bringing to what he wanted to achieve for his people. And I'm absolutely confident in the oral evidence that I've heard and the written evidence that I've read that Panakareao's intent was always pure. And his intent was because he had been chosen by Pōroa to lead Te Rārawa forward. Now, he was chosen by Pōroa as a very junior rangatira within that whakapapa chart that I showed you, because Panakareao was a grandchild of Moria, who was the youngest child of Ruaponamu and Tarutaru. And so why would Pōroa choose the grandchild of his youngest child? You know, so in terms of seniority, he didn't come anywhere near where some of the others were. So why didn't he choose them? And I think myself, from what I can understand, is because Panakareao understood and embraced change. He could see the value that a worldwide monetary economy could provide for us. They were an entrepreneurial people. He saw opportunities within that. And in a way, it's very sad that when he was eventually buried at Victoria Valley, that the magistrate White had him removed, and him and his wife actually split up and buried in different places. The only thing, of course, I suppose, is that the tūpapaku of Panakareao has added mana to the church, St Saviour's Church up in Kaitaia, because kei reira hoki te kaumātu e takotoana. Ke reru te tuahu o te rā whare karakia. So I'll just end with that, he whakaputanga, and Te Rārawa have made extensive submissions on the Y1040 claim and on where we see the role of the iwi of Te Rārawa in that, and on our views of the sovereign nation and what we have lost, what we haven't lost. So we're very confident about our position. It's well thought through. We did think about the resumption, because you always think about choosing the resumption option, but we always consider that to be a very last resort. And if we could go nowhere else, we could go there. But we think that we've put together the sort of package that will meet our needs and will address the aspirations that Panakareao had in his time for the growth and development of Te Rārawa, not just Te Rārawa, but Ngā Iwi Katoa, Te Hiko, Te Ika. And so in that sense, we don't oppose what Ngāti Kahu are doing, except where it impinges upon our own mana whenua. And we're happy to discuss and debate that. The last word is that we were very happily surprised at the efficacy of the Hiku Forum when we established it, because we were sceptical, to be honest, at the start, because we'd been so long boxing out of our own corners. And we were sceptical, but as the forum gained momentum, as understandings were shared, we came to some really good common understandings and conclusions. And we as an iwi are still committed to that forum. At the moment, there's only four of us in it, three and a half, to be honest. But we're still committed to it. We're still committed to achieving a unity within it. And we think that in the long term, there's no other way to go. So, nā reira, mihi tōna te kia koutou, mihi tōna te kia tātou katoa.
Mr. Williams.
Morena, sir.
Ms. Arahe.
Tēnā koe, Mr. Piripi. Yeah. Thank you for your evidence, which has been presented in a somewhat different form this morning, and thank you for your PowerPoint presentation. I'm going to be asking you questions about your brief of evidence, which is document number R42. So if you could have that in front of you, that would be useful.
Okay, yeah.
Kia ora.
Thank you.
So we see from your brief and also from your kōrero this morning that you have particular roles with Te Runanga o Te Rarua, don't you?
Yep.
As chair and a mandated negotiator?
Elected negotiator.
Yes. And also we see from your brief that you have a long history with the Te Rarua claims and have worked slavishly on those claims for many years.
Yep.
That's true, isn't it? Yes. And so you'd be very familiar with the Muri Whenua Land Report.
Yep.
And historical research in this rohe. Kia ora. If we can just talk about Panakariau, and you've talked about that quite a bit this morning, and I note in your evidence that you have described him as an ascendant rangatira for Te Rarua, and that he reigned supreme as the ariki of Te Rarua, and that's correct, isn't it?
Yep.
Yes. And you've talked this morning about honouring the kōrero and the teachings of the late Reverend Māori Marsden,
yep.
Haven't you? So you'd be familiar with his evidence filed in this inquiry?
Yep.
Kia ora. So the late Reverend Māori Marsden, he talks about patukoraha and te pātū being away from this rohe when the Pākehā arrived here, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about Panakariau assuming the role of kaitiaki over the lands of patukoraha and te pātū, doesn't he?
Just pause. Mr. Piripu, everything's been transcribed, and
sure.
So the transcribers in Wellington won't pick up nods.
Okay,
and
right.
So if you could just answer yes or yeah.
Yep.
So I've just asked that question again so it
yep.
can be picked up. So the Reverend Marsden talks about Panakariau assuming the role of kaitiaki in relation to those lands while
yep.
patukoraha and te pātū were away. That's
yep.
correct? Yes. And also, in his evidence, the Reverend Marsden says that Panakariau could allow others to use that land, but that right could be withdrawn when patukoraha, te pātū and Ngāi Takoto returned to the land. That's right, isn't it?
What he said.
Thank you. Have you read the evidence of Professor Mutu and Canon Pōpata filed in this inquiry? That was a yes?
Yes, sorry, yes, yes.
So having read that evidence, you'll be aware that Ngāti Kahu has a different view to yours with respect to Panakariau and authority to transfer use rights to land. Is that's correct?
To mine in the tribunals, perhaps. The 84, the Muri Whenua Land Report. I mean, the Muri Whenua Land Report describes Panakariau as an ariki.
Yes, I'm not disputing that Panakariau is a very significant ariki and tupuna for Te Rarua. If we go then to the Muri Whenua Tribunal, it's correct, isn't it, that in the Muri Whenua Land Report, that tribunal stated that that transfers of use rights by Panakariau and Pororua it was more about a contest of mana between them?
Contest of mana whenua, perhaps.
A contest of mana whenua.
Being second cousins, I guess.
Your Honour, it might be useful. We've got the report here. If my learned friend pointed to the actual paragraph so he can see the context.
Certainly.
Just while we're at it, Mr. Pitterby, could you just perhaps lift the microphone? Just to make sure that it's all been our sounds being recorded properly.
So if you go to page 100 and 120, please, Mr. Pitterby.
Mm-hmm.
And at the top of the page, the tribunal is talking about a particular transaction involving Dr. Ford,
yep.
the Kohumaru and Oruru.
Aye.
And the tribunal was talking about the fact that for Panakariau it was about securing Pākehā recognition of his rights in those lands. That's
mm-hmm.
correct, isn't it?
Well, it says had secured it. Yeah. It says it. I thought it was just a commentary.
And then and further down the page, there's a series of bullet points.
Yep.
And down the bottom, the second to last bullet points, it's talking about Pororua's perspective and the sale and saying that Pororua and his people continued to reside at the village at Kohumaru,
mm-hmm.
and that it was clearly not a sale. That's yep. correct?
Yep.
Yes. We're going now to page 40 of the report, please, Mr. Pitipi.
Yep.
Sorry, page 38. And at the very bottom of the page, it's correct that the tribunal talks about there being a territorial contest between Pororua and Panakareo.
Yep.
And that he rejected the claims of Pororua rejected the claims of Panakareo and Panakareo rejected the claims of Pororua. That's correct, isn't it?
Yes. My understanding is that Panakareo and the consequent war that erupted from it did so to ensure that Ngāti Kauhu could go and live there.
Yes, I'm just putting
okay.
passages to you. Yes. So going back to the evidence of Professor Mutu and Canon Pulpata,
mm-hmm.
And also considering the evidence of Reverend Marsden, so when Te Pātū and Patu Koroha returned and this contest of mana was going on, be fair to say they would have been perturbed by that?
Well, I imagine they would have engaged in it. So I'm not just...
Aye. Aye. Okay. In your evidence, let's move now and talk about iwi mana whenua.
Yeah.
In your evidence at page at paragraph 32. You say that Te Rārawa admit that there may be hapū mana whenua interests, but these are less than iwi mana whenua.
Yep. Well, less is probably a relative word.
Thank you, Mr. Pitipi. And I put it to you that Ngāti Kauhu has a view that mana whenua lies with hapū and that iwi is merely a political alliance of hapū. You're aware that's their position?
Well... Yeah, but I can't see how that's consistent with being the entity that holds all the assets.
If you could just answer my question, please, Mr. Pitipi.
Yep, I'm aware that's the position.
Thank you. And I see also it's your evidence that in Kaitaia there may be some overlapping iwi mana whenua interests.
Yep, we've conceded that really on the basis that Kaitaia is a commercial hub. And it was intended to be an area of settlement for all iwi, and in that sense acted as a financial centre for everybody. And so we're prepared to concede and tuku to that concept.
But just answering my question, it is your evidence that in Kaitaia there are overlapping iwi mana whenua interests,
yes,
aren't there?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And who are the iwi?
Ngāti Kauhu and Ngāi Takoto.
Kia ora. I'd like to ask you some questions about tāngonge.
Well, I think Ngāti Kauhu, in far as Ngāti Kauhu represents Te Pātū.
Aye,
yeah,
kia ora.
Yeah.
In your evidence, you state that there was no successful assertion by Ngāti Kauhu of mana whenua interests around tāngonge. That's correct, isn't it?
Yep.
And I understand from the tribunal report that tāngonge was considered a food basket for the area.
Yep.
Yes. And are you aware that the Crown took this block as surplus land and presumed to own it?
Totally.
Yes.
It's our land, it's how we know.
Hmm. And you talk in your evidence about the settlement known as Hollywood.
Yep.
On the block, don't you?
Yep.
Paragraph 91. And have you seen the remedies area map?
Yep.
This map here?
Yep.
Yes. And the settlement known as Hollywood was at the Kaitaia end of the of that Tangonga block, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yes. So within the remedies hearing area.
Yes.
Yes. And are you aware that the Joseph Whanau of Patukuraha and Te Pātū lived at Hollywood?
I'm aware that they were probably the last family living there, yeah.
Aye. Yeah, and the tribunal commented, didn't it, that there were seven Whanau, the last surviving Whanau were evicted in the 1960s.
Yep.
Yes, and so you confirmed they were the last Whanau evicted from that land.
Yep.
Kia ora. Turning now to Ngāti Kahu's application for remedies, you say at paragraph 33 that in the interests of maintaining a level of equity among the iwi interests of Te Hiku, that Te Rarawa rejects the application for resumption of any properties owned by Te Rarawa or included in your deed. That's
yep.
right, isn't it?
Yep.
How many properties in the Te Rarawa deed may possibly be resumed?
Five.
Thank you. And how many properties are currently held by a company associated with Te Rarawa?
One.
And when you're talking about the level of equity among the iwi, are you saying that you don't want Ngāti Kahu to do better than Te Rarawa in this remedies process?
No. If I meant that, I would say something like equal shares or something. By equity, I mean, because every iwi is different. Every iwi's got its own circumstances and its own demography.
Mm.
And so the settlement scenario will be different for each one. And you can't really, you could perhaps compare it with those big cultural redress, commercial redress, and historical perhaps, but no, we don't look at it like that. We look at a fair distribution of potential assets within a certain area that would serve all of our purposes.
So, using those words, then a fair distribution and the words a level of equity. What if Ngāti Kahu do worse in this process than the other four iwi? How does that affect your concerns about equity and fair distribution?
We would support them to do better.
Kia ora. And I note in paragraph 34 that you're supporting Te Aupōuri and Ngāi Takoto in rejecting the application, and you say you support them in attempts, you talk about undermining their iwi mana. So is it your view that this application undermines your iwi mana?
Definitely.
So it's fair to say then that as chair of Te Rarawa you don't support the intent of the application?
I do support the intent of it. I just don't support the parts that claim any of our interests. I mean, it's a great thing to support if we can achieve some new frontiers in this area of legislation. It'd be fantastic, and we support that all the way, but not at the expense of our interests.
Kia ora. And is it true that you say in your evidence that an application for remedies is a last resort when negotiations don't work?
Yeah.
You've spoken this morning about Te Rarawa choosing to finalise your deed of settlement with the Crown, and you've described it as a powerful tool.
Yes.
Just going to that deed of settlement now, are you aware that the Te Rarawa deed is conditional upon any application for remedies?
Yeah, sort of.
Do you want to have a look at this section? It's section 11.8 of the Te Rarawa deed.
We've always known that the potential for that has been there, yeah.
Yes, so in the following paragraph after that in the deed, I'll wait till you have it in front of you.
So what happened?
11.8. And 11.9. Page 185.
I should know, because contrary to popular opinion, the Crown didn't write this deed. We negotiated it word by word. Yes.
So, if any redress for Te Rarawa is affected by orders under this application, you're aware then that the deed requires the Crown to enter into further negotiations to conclude a settlement with Te Rarawa?
Yep, it seems like a useful thing to be doing.
Yes, and are you aware that those sections of the deed are binding on the Crown and Te Rarawa?
So that should be.
Yes. Kia ora. So as a negotiator for Te Rarawa, and having initialled the deed, are you satisfied with the content and the redress contained in it?
I don't know whether satisfied would be a word I'd use. I wouldn't even say we were happy, to be honest. Mm. But we think we've achieved enough. Our analysis has shown, not a thought, it's an analysis, that we've achieved enough in the settlement to provide us with a platform to take us forward as an iwi. Mm-hmm. And from that perspective, it's a kākano. We've got a kākano that we're going to do is water and grow, and we will provide a future for our future descendants.
Mm-hmm. So perhaps satisfied is not correct. Maybe something like content to sign it.
Yes.
Has there been much opposition to the deed of settlement?
Just pause.
What's the relevance of that to what we have to decide?
I'm just asking, Mr. Pitipi.
No, I know what you're asking, but what's the relevance to us of whether there's any internal dissension amongst Te Rarawa?
I'll leave it there, sir. So, it would be fair to say that you're steadfast in your commitment to the deed of settlement?
100%.
And given you've signed the deed, can you live with the Crown's policy with respect to treaty settlements?
Your Honour, the deed has not been signed.
Oh, sorry, initialled.
Initialled. One thing we've come to know about Crown policy is they're changing with the underwear, you know. So we're pretty sceptical about Crown policy, and our approach is when something comes at us, we take it on head on. So we're not afraid of it, and we're not afraid to try and work it. For example, with the seabed and foreshore negotiations, we weren't afraid to pick that up and try and run with that and get some gain out of it for our people. So, you know, it's just a matter of working through the issues, because if you turn your back on it, then what are you going to do then? You know, the world's going to pass you by.
And I understand from your evidence and from your kōrero this morning that you in your days as a public servant, you were involved in developing some of this treaty settlement policy.
Yep, I worked on several claims, the Ngaitahu settlement, the Tainui settlement, and a few other small ones.
Mm. And do you accept that Ngāti Kahu do not accept Crown policy with respect to treaty settlements?
I do accept that, because Ngāti Kahu has the prerogative to say that.
Mm. Tēnā koe, Mr. Pitipi. Thank you very much for your evidence.
Just pause here, Mr. Pitipi. I'll just check with other lawyers if they've got any questions. Mr. Powell.
No, sir.
Okay. Mr. Afiaki.
Kare anō he pātai. E rangi ngā mihi kia koe.
Kia ora. Sorry, I don't know your name, sir.
Tēnā koe, Your Honour. I'm Mr. Watkins, standing in for Mr. Shepherd.
No questions.
Tēnā koe, Mr. Pitipi. I just want to ask you one or two questions that my learned friend, Ms. Arapeta has brought up. She raised the issue of the contest between Porirua and Panikāreo and in this area, and you've essentially agreed that within the Muri Whenua report there's a significant amount of documented evidence in relation to this contest, haven't you?
Yes.
Now, part, she also raised the issue of the Panikāreo's transfer to the surgeon Dr. Ford of a significant amount of Oruru Valley, about 20,000 acres.
Yep.
That would be right, wouldn't it?
Yep, I'm familiar with that.
And my understanding is that Panikāreo transferred that land into the surgeon's trust
yes.
on behalf of the descendants of Ngāti Kahu. Is that correct? Is that your understanding?
Yeah, I have heard that line, and it sounds yeah, it could easily be right.
So in a sense, Pane Kāreo was acting in support of Ngāti Kahu in those actions.
Definitely.
Is that correct?
Definitely.
Now, Pane Kāreo, if I'm correct, had whakapapa ties to Ngāti Kahu, didn't he?
Yep.
And that, yes, those were through his mum?
Through his father.
Through his father. Thank you, sir. Now, in respect, if I just return to the contest in relation to Oruru Valley, that contest was between Pane Kāreo and, as we've heard, Porirua. Isn't that correct?
Mm.
Now, Porirua, he was the son of Taiapa Kiwa, is that correct?
Yes.
And Taiapa Kiwa was a tupuna who was Ngāpuhi?
Yes.
And so Porirua was Ngāpuhi?
I wouldn't say that, because Porirua's grandmother, Pau, was Porirua's sister, and they were the children of Ngāmotu, who was the daughter of Tarutau and Ruapounamu. And the fact that they were living right next to each other indicates to me that their familial relationship as second cousins would have been primary in determining their relationship. So I think the dispute was more not about Ngāpuhi and Ngārawa, it was really about two descendants of Ngāmotu having an argument over who had the right to act as a protectorate.
So with Porirua having, if we would say, whakapapa and ancestry from both Ngāpuhi, if you'd accept that, and Ngāti Kahu, then these disputes over land become quite difficult, don't they?
Well, that's what I meant when I mentioned earlier about when it comes down to on-the-ground arrangements, it really must occur at a hapū level. And when you do it that way, you can actually put hapū together that are from different iwi and still achieve a good result in terms of the governance and management of that particular piece of land or area or issue. And there really is nothing stopping hapū from coming together to work out themselves, to distinguish the interests between them and ongoing governance arrangements. It's something that we've already begun to do with Te Patu, for example, and Paul White will talk about the work we've done on the mapping project in preparation for those discussions.
Okay, just a couple more questions. Now, Porirua, his hapū that he affiliated to, and there would have been others, I accept that, his hapū was Te Uri o Te Aho, wasn't it?
Yes.
And Te Uri o Te Aho is a is essentially a hapū of Mahurihuri.
Yes, but I think it's like Te Ihutai. They had interests in lots of different places based on where their genealogy and their relationships took them. And, Te Ihutai, for example, who classify themselves as a Ngāpuhi hapū, have got significant interests within the Rohe of Te Rārawa. So they may choose to identify themselves as one particular iwi, but the truth is most hapū have got more than one iwi in terms of their affiliates.
Thank you, Mr. Pirapi. Mr. Pirapi, we've heard that after the contest between Porirua and Pane Kāreo, Porirua settled in Kohumaru area.
Yeah.
So you would accept that Porirua and his descendants and Te Uri o Te Aho would have interest in that Kohumaru area?
As far as I'm aware, that was a result of an intervention by Hone Mohi Tāwhai Mā, who came and mediated a resolution of the dispute. And that as part of that mediation, it was decided that that would occur. And so in that context, we must support it. That's
Thank you, Mr. Pirapi. I have no further questions.
Mr. Marsden.
Just a number of questions. Morning, Hami.
Kia ora.
Hami, you made reference to people standing by on the sidelines. Could you elaborate on that statement?
Well, I've heard several times during the course of the hearing people saying that witnesses are saying that they were aware of these disputes, battles going on, but they didn't participate. And the point I was making was that those battles went on for a long time, decades. And so, how long do you not participate for?
Do you agree? You presented some maps, and you talk about the rohe and the extensive reductions that Te Rārua have made to progress this claim forward.
Yeah.
In terms of on the maps, you talk of there's the identification of Pōroa, and is there an understanding that Pōroa's excursions into other areas were as a result of those battles, or as a result of battles?
Yes, definitely.
So his excursion up into the Hukatiri area was a result of a particular battle between, say, Te Rārua and Aupōuri?
Yes.
And that was perhaps to deal with issues between two neighbouring tribes?
Yes.
Is there a view that the third tribe in the middle perhaps chose not to engage in those battles and perhaps chose to observe the differences that were being resolved between two particular tribes?
I don't think so. I grew up thinking Aotearoa was an Aupōuri tribe.
Absolutely. But the evidence that's been presented over the course of all of these hearings has actually identified that Ngāi Takatua is not an Aupōuri tribe at all, and we'd have to accept that, wouldn't we?
Yes.
So in your maps you talk about and identify particular hapū. Is Ngāi Takatua, having established that it is a particular tribe, considered to be a hapū of Te Rārua?
Not at the moment. But maybe you could be.
I say that because we tend to be everybody's hapū. But at the same time, there's a clear establishment that Ngāi Takatua are an iwi in its own right.
Clear whakapapa, might accept yes. That. I accept that.
And perhaps in the issues which were raised around Pane Kareao, the view that Pane Kareao was the supreme an ultimate leader in Te Rārua's eyes specifically. In terms of his role with the other particular iwi was perhaps less than that, and it was because as a result of his involvement in the land sale transactions. I'm going to refer to the Kaitaia, Awanui and other specific areas. Because he was involved in those transactions, does it necessarily mean that he had mana whenua, does it?
Well, why else would you put your name on it?
Well, could it be assumed that because no one was there that it's easy to sell someone else's land than it is your own?
Well, he wasn't the only person to sign them.
Oh, absolutely. The point I'm making, though, is it a concept that it's easier to sell someone else's land than it is your own? If the concept of mana whenua is that you hang on to your own lands because that's where your mana is derived from, and you've spoken about that, then you wouldn't sell your own lands as the priority. You would sell someone else's, and thereby reducing their mana. Is that a fair sort of scenario to present?
No, I don't think that reflects Pane Kareao's view at all. I think Pane Kareao very much saw himself as a protector, not just of Te Rārua, but everybody else. And it was shown by his grant to Taylor of land, because he knew Taylor came and saw him and said he wanted to get land to be able to settle the Aupōuri people in the peninsula. So he granted Taylor that land. And that shows that he was, in fact, acting as a protector as opposed to somebody trying to obtain more mana whenua. I don't think he was trying to do that.
I don't think he gave... it's obvious he gave that land because it wasn't his land. Well, if he wanted to settle Aupōuri, why didn't he settle them in Te Rārua?
Well, how far north are you going? Whakamaru.
Well, how far north does Te Rārua go? That's the question.
Pause. Interesting as this is, it's actually not particularly relevant to the issues this tribunal has to decide.
I think the point, Your Honour, was just simply to clarify the absence and recognition of the word Ngāi Takato in these particular maps.
I think you've made your point, Mr. Marsden.
You'll notice I haven't put any other iwi in there besides Te Rārua. I've just focused only on Te Rārua. I don't want to speak for any other iwi other hapū, just on the Te Rārua ones.
Your Honour, this witness can't give evidence on anyone else but Te Rārua.
Obviously.
But I could have talked about Ngāi Takato if you wanted me to.
Pause. Any other questions, Mr. Marsden?
No, Your Honour.
Okay, thank you. Crown?
Kia ora, Mr. Parapi. Thank you for your evidence. It was very interesting.
Kia ora.
I only really have one question. I think it's Mr. Busby talked about Ngāti Kahu being a modern invention, relatively modern. And I just wondered, is that relevant to the paradigm that you've set out here of mana tupuna, mana whenua, mana tangata?
I think it is. What's meant by that? Nobody's disputing the fact that Ngāti Kahu have been there since forever. But in terms of a role and a responsibility as an iwi type authority, our understanding is that it wasn't confirmed until earlier the last century. But there's no doubt about the existence of Ngāti Kahu being present in various forms or another. Ngāi Tamatea, for example, there's a lot of hapū over time, beginning with Kahu Tianui, who came in a Tinana waka, not the Māmaru waka. Have developed and grown, but they've developed and grown as hapū. And the point we're making is that as an iwi entity, as an entity with iwi type responsibilities, that didn't happen until the 1920s.
And is this is relevant in particular for areas where claims overlap? Is that what you're saying, or?
I think it's relevant in terms of the ability to provide a territorial area of protectorate. So, the fact that the Ngāti Kahu submissions have failed to recognise this in Te Rārua shows that they had not achieved it themselves in Ngāti Kahu. And it's really a new level of governance, if you like, in response to a potential threat. And that's why Te Rārua continued to consolidate itself as an iwi, with iwi roles and responsibilities that go well beyond individual hapū roles and responsibilities.
All right, thank you very much.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, matua. E kora. Kā pai ki te whakarongo ki o kōrero i tēnei ata. Kia ora rawa atu mō e nei kōrero. Kei te whaiwhai ake au i te ara pātai a taku hoa kātahi o nei ka mutu atu te pātai ki a koe. Ko tana pātai e pēni ana nā, ko te kōrero. Ngā tau tīmatanga o te kotahi rautau, te kau, kotahi mano i warau, rua te kau, i tino mana ai ngā te kahu, ai iwi.
Ai.
Engari, e kōrero ana koe, kua rua kē rātau, e noho iwi ana.
Mai te rā wā. Tāino mai ki tēnei wā, tēnā pia kā noho tonu hei iwi. Engari, i te rā wā, ko whakai mai, ngā rangatira o te motu ki tēnā kōrero, he iwi tūturu
rātau, e kōrero ana koe mō te tau kotahi mano i warau rua te kau,
ai.
Engari, he iwi rātau i muatu i tērā?
I muatu i tērā, kei kona tonu butahi o ngā hapū, engari kiha i ngā hapū nei i whakapiria kia tūai he iwi, whānui, mō te katoa.
ki tō mōhio ki a koe me pēhea e putai tētahi hapū hai iwi.
Ina ka piki ake ki ngā mahi i kōrero tīnei au i roti taku pepa nei, kia whai rohe whānui ki te tautoko ake ngā mahi a tēnā o ngā hapū, ngā mahi rangahau, ngā mahi orunga o te katoa ki te whakahaere ake. I ngā rā o mua ki te whakamahi te tahi taua pēr, kia haere atu ki te tahi pakanga. Engari i nāi nena ko oti kewe nā tū āhuatanga, he rere ke pē te ngā momo mahi nena, he tauira nomo mātou ki te whakahaere ngā kreme mo te katoa, māwai e whakahaere te katoa ko mātou, ko te iwi. Engari ki hei mātou i whiwhi te mana tēnā, kei a rātou tonu tō rātou nei mana. Engari, kua tukuna ki a mātou te mahi whakahaere ngā kaupapa whānui e pāna ki a rātou katoa.
Nō reira, ko te o tingātu o tō kōrero, e hara a ngā tikahu i te iwi i muātu i te kotahi mano i warau rua te kau.
Ae.
Ka ore hoki rātou i whai wāhi ki ngā pakanga a te rarawa, a tēnei wāhanga rānei o te taitoke rau, i ngā wā, i te rautau o muātu.
Tēnā pēr kua haumai e tahi o rātou rangatira, i te mea i rungi te whanaungatanga kei Wanganui a tātou, he tauira pēr kua haina tiai a pairata te hakaputanga. Tēnā pēr kua rongo, kua piri ki te kōrero o ngā rangatira nei o te rārawa, kia whakatōpū ngia ngā mana nei, kia whai kauai rangatira kotahi. Nā tēnā whakaro ki whakapiri, ki whakatata rātou ki a rātou, ka haina te hoki tēnā kawenata. E tahi atu o ngā pakanga, he mana anō o rātou, me o rātou nei hapū, he take anō o rātou, engari mō ngā mahi nei a pōroa, a panakarao, i o rātou nei haerenga ki te putano ki te motu, ki hai rātou i mea mai i haere a Ngāti Kahu ki tō rātou taha.
Engari i nāia nei e whakae katoa ana koutou he iwi a ngā tikahu.
Ae, i rungi ngā kōrero mātu mātua.
Ae. Kia huri ake au kia koutou kia te rarawa. E ki ana koe i rato i tō tuku kōrero i te wāhanga, i te rārangi kōrero ono, e toru te kaumārua ngā hapū o te rarawa.
Koe tere ko ngā hapū kua tātai iho nei ki te runanga i tēnei wā.
Ai.
Engari ka titiro tonu ki ngā kōrero nei, ka kite atu ko piki ake pē i te whātakau ngā hapū. E taihua ngā hapū nei ko āhua mātāo. Engari, ko ngā mea e toi tonu ana, e tātai tonu ana ki te runanga, tu mātou runanga o te rarawa, toru te kau ngā hapū.
Ai. E hia te tokomaha o te rarawa, o te iwi nei o te rarawa?
Ki akarana. ke akarana hoki tō tātou nei iwi e noho ana, te nuinga. E tokomaha. Engari, ki te kāinga nei, ki ngā kāinga, ia hau nei i tupu ake ahau, kua whakapono ake au, ko te iwi, te mauri o te iwi te rarawa nei, ke rotu e kaitaia. Me puke poto, me ahipara, me manukau. Engari, i ngā tau ko tatake nei, kua noho tahi ngā wahanga e rua o te iwi nei. Te tahi wahanga ka noho atu ki te taha, ki te raki hokianga. I ngā rautau ko pauru ake nei, nā ngā kaunihera arohe, i wā wāhi tia tō mātou nei iwi, ki noho atu o mātou nei hapū ki tērā tā ki te county council o Hokianga. Tēnei tā ki te county council o Manganui. Ko pērā tonu te ahutango ngā hāhi, ke tērā taha ko te hāhi katulika, ko tēnei taha ko te hāhi mihingare. Nā, ko pērā tonu te hanga. Tainomai ki ngā ngā timatanga hoki te taipu o tō mātou nei rūnanga, kua noho wānanga hoki mātou ki ngā hapū katoa, ki ngā marae katoa, ki a whakai mai, ai, me noho tahi tātou i rungi o tātou nei hakapapa e tātai hia nei ki a taru taru rau ko rua paunumu. Nā, ko āhua ware ware pea ngā reanga ki e nā kōrero i ngā tauku, ko kua hau te tahi. Ngā kōrere pāna ki ene tūpuna nena ki a mōhia tunu mātou. Oh, no hoki anga hoki mātou. Katahiro ko māra mātou ngā rea ngā hau ki tēnā kōrero. Engari, ko tūturu rawa te kōrero.
Engari, ahakoa kai ko ngā kaunihera kai te wehewehi a koutou. Toko hia katoa, teiwi nei a te raropa.
Ki tā mātou nei te tiro, rūtakau mātoru ngā marae, he toko maha ngā tangata e tāte atu ki ena marae. Our estimate is about 35,000 people. Engari, ngā mea ko rehitangia ko kotahi mano rimarau.
Ai. Engari, ko tāku hi hi āna ko te toko maha ahakoa ngā mea ko rehitahia, ko ngā mea ko rehita ena.
Ai.
Engari, ko ngā mea e whai whakapapāna ki a te raroa, kai te takiwā o te toru te kaumāri mamana. Nā, i roto i tēnei whakaahua āu, kai te ki te akau i ngā ingoa, kai roto i te whero, me o kōrero ko te pōroa, ko pōroa tētahi o ngā te tino rangatira o te raroa, i o nara, ne?
Tōna wā.
Nā nei tuku te mana kia nōpera panakareao.
Ai.
Nā, kai te rongoa kia wi ngā kōrero o panakareao. Kāore, a ngā tikahu i te rata kia panakareao. Engari, a koe, me te rarawa, me tō iwi, he rangatira, he ariki a panakareao.
Ai ra.
Hea ha, tēnā whakahua tia mai, tētahi o ngā whakatau ki, kupu whakaari, tongi rānei, i mahue iho i tērā rangatira.
I tērā rangatira, nāna no i mātu i te wā i haina tia i te tiri te waitangi, ko e te kōrero whakamutunga ki tōna iwi. Ko tōna iwi i tū rātou ki te kōrero rungi te papa, ko panakareau i tū i rungi te veranda, ki te puta wana kōrero. I roti wana kōrero nāna i mātu ki a rātou, ko mutu katoa wā koutu nei kōrero, ka riro o māku te kōrero whakamutunga. Nā anani mātu ki a rātou, me haina tia hoki tātu ki tēnei kawinata nei i te mea, kua riro o te ātākau o te whenua ki te kuini o Ingarangi, engari kua mautonu tātu ki te mauri o te whenua. Nā, i runga i tēnā whakatauki, i tēnā metafora, i whakapono wake tōna iwi ki tēnā kōrero. I te roanga o te tau kotahi, ka kite atu te kaumātua rā ki te he pea wana kōrero. Nāna no i whakahoki a kōrero mai ki te iwi, ei, tēnā pea ka tahurike aku kōrero, ko riro kei ko te mauri ki te pākeha, ka mutu ko te ātākau nohe ko waiho tia ki te iwi.
Hea hai i kōrero ai i e rā kōrero. Hea hai i huri ai ana whakaaro.
Ngā mahi tinihanga o te Pākehā. I te tāinga mai o ngā Pākehā tuatahi, heiwi whakapaihu ki rātou ki te heiwi kōrero Māori. I tāinga mai ki ngā tamariki o ngā Pākehā nei, ngā Matthews, ngā Paki, ko kōrero Māori wa rātou nei tamariki. I te mea he toru noi ho rātou, kei Wanganui te iwi Māori neina. Engari, i te hainatanga o te tiri te Waitangi, ka tahi ka puta te ngaru nui o te iwi Pākehā. Kia tatū mai ki te kāinga nei, ka tahi ka hia te whenua, ka hia ngā raua, kahore hia na ki te iwi Māori, ko pō hehe hoki te haere, ko murua e tahi o ngā whakaaro, ngā kōrero rānei o ngā mihingare, ko tēnei tangata Joseph Matthews neina, i memai o mātou o tupuna he tangata pai, whakararata nei ki te iwi Māori. Nāna no te kōrero kia wharemate puhipi, e te kāna ki whakahokia te whenua nei o tangonga ki te iwi o reira. Nā, kua tautoko mai a Matthews ki etahi o mātou nei hia. Nā, kua pai te haere te timatanga, engari i te, ka taimai te tokomahonga, ka muia i te iwi Pākehā, ka hia tonu wai, ka tai ka whanako tonu e tahi o tātou nei whenua me te mingā rawa.
Ka mutu, nā panakareao, nā te nui o tōna mana, ka noho ai ki te ātawhai i ngā Pākehā i haere mai ki tēnei takiwā. I runga i tana whakaaro, mātana manaaki i ngā Pākehā rā. E anga whakamua ai tana iwi a te rarawa. Aye. E ngā iwi koneki e noho ana, pēne i Ngāti Kahu nei,
aye,
i Ngāti Takoto.
Aye.
Engari, i tēnei rā, kokorehe whenua.
Ai, i tēnei rā ka kite atu ngā mahi ki kino nei a Pākehā ki a mātou. Wenei whenua katoa hakoa ko tukuna ki te iwi Pākehā, ka ballot nia hoki rātou e nei whenua nene ki ngā Pākehā tanake. Ki hei rātou i tuku whenua mai ki ngā mahi. Nā ka titiru atu, ia tau ko mahi pē rātou. Taino mai ki te haola nei, a mahi pē rātou nuhana te kāhona tanga ki a tātou. Engari, kei reda tonu te tumunaku. Ki te kore tēnā tumunaki e tū me hā tātou, me haere ki te pakanga. Ko tahurike te kaumātou nei ki tērā huarahi. Nā noi me te mena ka iriru wana kōrero e pāna ki a Ngāpuhi, nā noi ki kite atu. Mena ka taka tātou ki e pene i a Ngāpuhi nei, ka haere tātou ki te pakanga. He hā te pai o tērā. Nā reda irunga i tēnā whakaaro, ka huri mai ki te huarahi rangi Māori e nei. Hei toki, hare te mea kia takoto noi hiu te korokena, hei toki, kia kōrero atu, kia totohe atu ki te iwi Pākehā.
Taku mohi onei, hara teira i te huarahi pai. Engari, i tēnei rā, ka whakae pea koe, aha kua te noho ariki o Panakareao i roto i o koutou whakaaro. Tae mai ki tēnei rā, ka mātau pea koe ki ngā whakaaro o Ngāti Kahu i kore ai rātau e rata kia Panakareao.
Ai, ka rongo ki tēnā kōrero. Engari, e hara tēnā te kōrero i runga tau i te wā tamuriki.
Ai. Aho eno, koi rātā rātau kōrero i whakatamutuai ki o mātau aroro i tēnei rā. Kia noho tonu tāu ki te taha o te pōroa, mētahi o kōrero. Mm. I roto i o kōrero i tēnei ata, he nui te putai a koe o tēnei whakaaro nā, i mate a te pōroa, i mate atu a Māori. Korea iai huri ki tētahi atu whakapono.
Te ahua nei.
Ka mutu i roto i o kōrero, ka whakatakataka hia mai e koe e tahi whakaaro, mō te rarawa ki te whai anō i te whakapono tawhito o koutou tīpuna. E rā whakaaro e mōhio nei tēnei rōpū whakamana i te tiriti o Waitangi. Kia Waikato he piko he tanifa, kia koutou te taitoke raune he piko he whare karakia, he piko he whare karakia.
Pesti pāorenga.
Nā, ko taku pātaike, he hai nui ai tō whakahuahua i te rā whakaaro.
Ko rōrawa nei te kaipiture e noho nei ke Wanganui a mātou. Ko ngā mihingare, ngā mea tuatahi haria mai o rātou nei rongopai. Ko te mea miharo ki o mātou tupuna, ko te tuhinga, ne? I te mea, ina ka tuhia e koe te tahi kōrero, ka tai ai koe te kawea tēnā kōrero ki ngā wāhi katoa, ki ngā wā katoa. Kure te pū te kōrero. Āhu rere kē pē ki tāte ārero, ne? Ina ka tuhia, nā ko pērā tonu te ahutango te paipera tapu nei. Ka haria te paipera tapu ke Wanganui o mātou nei mātua, anei te kōrero, kure te pū te kōrero ki tēnā. Ka tai ka whakapono wake o mātou mātua tupuna ki tēnā tū āhuatanga. Me tā rātou nei pai pea ki te rangi Māori e tanga kei rarui te maru o tēnei atua nei i Ukraiti. Nā he hū Māori hoki te hūrahi. Herereke ki tō te Māori, i roti tō tātou nei ao Māori, mena ka hapa te tangata he utu e hara mai ana, e kore tae te whaka ea, ke roti te whare karakia, ka mutu, for every action there's a reaction, aha ko he aha, he pai he kino rane, and e ahu rereke tēnā tū ahotanga ki tō te kaipiture pia, ka tae ai te kaipiture kia murua o hara, kia tīmata anō koe I tō ngā kau hau, oh, he pai hoki tērā. Ngā mahi o ina nahi rā mehanga whakamua I rungi te ngā kau hau nā ko tēnā peko whakapono ki o mātou nei mātou ki tēnā whakaro hoi no ko panakare o te mea tūtahi I mau ai te hahi mihingare aha ko tana kau mātou ko pōro ki hai I uru atu ko whakapono ki I te mea e mea e tahi o mātou kōrero mātou kōrero I te tainga mai Matthews ki kaitaia ki te ahu nei I titiru atu a panakareo ki aia here maina ko kite atu te tahi anahera kei muri aia ki hei te iwi whanui kite te anahera engari ko kite nei a panakareo nā tēnā kite ngā pea I whakapono wake oh, he mea nui tēnei here maina
Kia ora kua mohi atu ki o whakaro I tēnei pa a tēnā hei wi koutou Whakaeno koe ki tērā. Hei wia Ngāti Takoto, Angai Takoto. Hei wia Ngāti Kahu. Hei wia Te Aupouri.
Me Ngāti Kuri.
I noho koutou ki roto I tētahi whakakotahitanga. Heaha koutou I whakaea I ki te noho ki roto I taua whakakotahitanga rā, mehe mea ka mōhio koutou a kene pea he nui ake te keke mā tēnā, I te keke mā tēnā, I te keke mā tēnā, ka mutu ka mōhio koutou, mehe mea ka nui ake te keke mā koutou, ka riri pea tētahi o ngā mea kaitoto I te rōpūrā. I pēnei te tamariki nei, ne?
Ai.
Ki te hoatuhia, he nui ake te keke mā tēnei nā, kua riri tērā.
Ai.
Engari whakae koutou, ki auru koutou ki roto I te kotahitanga nei, me te mohi wano, ka pakanga koutou.
He rei te mea he pakanga. He toto he pea. Engari, ina ka noho mātou ki te totohe, ki te whakawhiti kōrero I rungi I ngā hakapapa, I rungi I ngā hītori e tikāna, kaore kore ka whai huarahi kotahi mātou. I te mea he whanaunga katoa mātou. Ko heke katoa mātou mai ngā waka katoa I umai ki tēnei takiwā. An iwi these days, it's a choice. You make a choice of your iwi. Ina ka hunuku ahau ki tōku whenua ki karikari, ka whakahuri hia tōku iwi nei ki Ngāti Kahu. I te mea ka noho atua ki raru I tō rātou nei mana. Nā ka pērā tonu a Ngāti Kuri, ngā mea katoa. Engari I noho anau ki ahipara, te iwi o te rārawa, nā ka tū ahau hei rārawa mo te ahotango aku mahi katoa.
Engari kai te ki te mai koe te I whakae koutou me te krauna, ki auru koutou ki roto I te kotahitanga nei, me te mohi ono ki ngā raruraru kā pā ki tērā.
Ai, tēnā pē he rereru anō, engari he nui tonu ngā hua I rotu I tēnā noho ngātahi. Ko kite au I tēnā āhuatanga, I ngā kōrero, ngā whakaetanga. Ahako ki hai a Ngāti Kahu I piri tonu ki te rōpū nei, he nui tonu ngā hua I puta I rotu I te noho ngātahi o ngā tūkana me ngā teina.
Anō reira, ia koutou e noho nei, ko ngā mea I mahu atu ki roto I te kāhui.
Ai.
Kai te pai tā koutou noho I tēnei wā. Ne?
Ai.
Kāre koutou
ko
I tēnei.
Ko mahona.
Hoi anō kai te kōrerorero koutou ki a koutou.
Ai.
Ko tō koutou riri I tēnei wā, kai te whakaroaroa, te whakatau I tā koutou ki rēme, nā te mea kua puta a Ngāti Kahu I te kāhui.
Aira, ko te mea mamai e tītahana, nā ngā mahi nei I tītaha ai tō mātou nei waka. Engari he tangata te utu, te mutunga. I te mea, ko pōhara rawa o mātou nei hunga I noho ana ki ngā cashiers, ngā kāinga katoa, kutano ki te rohe. He tino hiehena mātou te kia e ai tēnā tū āhuatanga. Ma tēnei hūrahi, ma tēnei dira settlement nei, ka tai ai mātou te whakamahi wē tai o ena mahi.
Nā, kua puta Hangati kahu I te kāhui. Kai te titiroa ke au ki o hapū, te rangatiratanga ki te tonga. Te rangatiratanga ki te rāwhiti, ngō ngā hapū e whakahuahui ana I reira. Kai te kite ake, wi tētahi hapū, te rangatiratanga ki te tonga, mēnā katae a koe te mea ki te rungo I te mea nei. Kai ko nā tētahi hapū e hiahi ana au ki te tō mai ki waho, nā te mea ko pau tēmara, taku inoa, kā mutu, kai roto I te hapū, te ingo te hapū nei, ko Ngāti tēmara.
Aye.
Eh, kua mutu a
Tēnā pē, ka tomo ngia ki tētahi o ngā wahinu te kāinga nei, ki a whai uri mate mō ngai tūhoe.
Ae, kia mōhio mai koe he uri au no te rua ki a te kaumārua.
We don't have any more questions, Mr. Piripi. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ms. Mason, we're at 10:54. What are you proposing in terms of the rest of the witnesses?
We have one witness who's, I think it would be important to be heard. For the other two, what we could do is have their evidence taken as read and just take questions.
Yes, okay. So your next witness is...
Mr. Paul White.
And what's he proposing to do this morning?
He was proposing to speak for 10 to 15 minutes, so he could start right now and cut 5 minutes or so into the tea break and then take questions after the morning tea break.
Okay.
So I don't propose to have any questions for Mr. Perry, if that helps.
Well, I suspect we're going to get squeezed. I don't want to squeeze the time that's been allocated for the other parties. That's my point. And unless they can indicate to me now that they are able to shorten their times, then you might only have time for one more witness.
Your Honour, as a matter of tikanga, Mr. Busby, it's important that he has at least some appearance.
Well, the plane won't wait for us. Okay? It's as simple as that.
They could try to arrange that, but...
We can arrange that, Judge.
Your Honour, can I just confer with... Could we just have Mr. White start, and then we can arrange the rest of it later?
Well, it's up to you how you arrange it, but and as I said, unless the others are saying to me that their time can be compromised, Te Ao Pōuri will be starting at 11:30. There's not much we can do about it.
Yeah, so thank you. Can we have Paul White now?
E tautoko nga mihi kua mia, tēnā koutou, ngā mema te rōpū whakamana te tiriti. Nau mai hoki mai ki tēnei takiwā te hiko teka. Ngai tūhoi, Ngāti Manipoto, a tēnā koutou katoa. I know that the time is getting tight, and I'll defer to my Tararā side. For those of you not from the north, my Dalmatian side, we can speak very fast and we can fit a lot into a short time.
Just bear in mind we've read it. Okay.
I'm not going to read through my... I'm just going to speak to key points. I'm from the Ngāi Tūpoto, Ngāti Here and Tāwai Hapū, and Ms. Mason has told you a little bit about my background. My opening statement would be that Te Rarawa would not oppose Ngāti Kahu's resumption application had they not tried to block us out of our mana whenua. In fact, we're very supportive, as you would have heard our chairman say, of the actual application for resumption. It was a hard-fought power that the tribunal was given, led by Te Hiku many years ago, and it hasn't been used, and we're happy to support that aspect of it, but not at our expense. So I'll start with that opening statement. I'll talk a little bit about... The very nature of Te Hiku politics is resolving shared and overlapping interests. We come out of the same whakapapa. We've got very similar waka traditions. Every person in every iwi is connected to the next one. You won't find one person that can't whakapapa to more than one of the iwi. And so therein lies the challenge in the modern world. And so there's been centuries of interaction, whanaungatanga, and conflict. And that's one of the reasons why the Te Heku Forum was set up. One of the reasons why the Muri Whenua Runanga was eventually not successful. And the unilateral application for resumption has only complicated matters from our perspective. I'd say that in the Te Heku Forum, Rarawa has shown considerable leadership. The purpose of the forum was to work through particularly shared interests and overlapping interests, initially in relation to Crown Forest lands, Tioni Roa Tohe, and other areas as agreed. We eventually agreed to the division of the Crown farming assets in this area, and that was included in the 2010 AIP. We thought that those agreements that we made were based on a lot of compromise, and that we would stick to those. Attempts to deal with the Kaitaia properties, and we've never disputed that there is shared and overlapping interests in Kaitaia. We certainly assert Te Rarawa Mana Whenua in the Kaitaia area, but we do not deny the interests of Ngāti Kahu and Ngāi Takoto in that area. So we attempted a number of times to develop a formula for sharing Crown properties. At the end of the day, in this, the Crown is the enemy in this. The Crown has done all these things to us. The Crown pits us against each other. And just referring back to a lot of the kōrero before about Panakariao, his agreements, if you read the fine print, actually were for us to stay in occupation. The Waitangi Tribunal Muri Whenua report talked about tuku whenua and said that any sales in that period of time weren't sales, they were tuku whenua. And so his intention to create a new way forward was with us living on the lands that were being transacted under tuku whenua. So I'd just like to reinforce that point. In terms of the assertions by Ngāti Kahu that they were removed from the Heku Forum, I reject that. I attended every Te Heku Forum meeting as a representative of Rarawa. There were hundreds of meetings. I chaired some of those meetings when our chairman was unable to be at those meetings, and I reject that Ngāti Kahu was pushed out. However, it is their prerogative to do what they have done, to remove themselves and pursue other pathways, and we don't dispute that. In terms of the Kaitaia Township lands and the mana of Panakariao, I won't go into that in further detail due to the lack of time, just to say that we support a shared approach there, and any resumption that compromises the sharing of Crown properties in Kaitaia, we would be vehemently opposed to. In terms of the Takahui lands, I've put before you a series of maps, and I would ask if we can go through to the Te Hawai map, if we could, later on in the presentation. We reject Ngāti Kahu assertions of mana whenua through Te Hawai. Margaret Mutu says in her submissions that she is Te Hawai, and she gives her Te Rarawa tupuna, rangatira Te Moringa as her connection, but we maintain that that's a Te Rarawa rangatira. She also says that the native land court records can't be relied upon, and we believe the context of the native land court hearings described by Fraser in his report to the Waitangi Tribunal about the Takahui lands talked about a negotiated division of land and many, many things going on in the background that led to those decisions that were generated by the Native Land Court. She refers to Magistrate White being hated by Ngāti Kahu. Might I add that he's no relation of mine, Margaret. But those were times when the Crown systems were pitting us against each other. They were not of our making, but we were forced to participate within them. We reject the assertion made earlier that by Pātū spokespeople that they have sold mana whenua in Takahui. Pātū was awarded a part of the Takahui 2 block, but not the main Takahui block. The Takahui block is enormous. It runs from Pukepoto through to Manganuiowai Broadwood. It's 28,000 acres of land. It touches on lots and lots of people. And the agreements that were reached in those times by the Native Land Court had considerable background behind them. And those lands were awarded to Te Uri Ohina and to Te Hawai, and there was a deliberate allocation of lands around that. If you can refer to the a block, not the Takahui block, the next one, the Takahui Mana Whenua lands, if we can move to that slide, please. It shows the extent, not the forest, the actual the one that shows the extent of the I can't pick it up off the paper behind me, but Te Hawai spokespeople were interested in land that ran from Pukeporto to Hokianga, the mouth of the Hokianga Harbour, Kahakaharo. That's about a two-hour drive in today's terms. That goes right across the rohe of Te Rarawa, and Te Hawai is a core hapu of Te Rarawa. It has interests in more than 30 or 40 papatipu lands, and we have mapped this on this map here. I'm not sure if you can see the colour of that, but it runs from one end of our rohe to the other, the Te Hawai land interests. You'll be able to pick that up on your plan. Now, can we move to the map that shows Te Rarawa and Te Patu interests? It's my role with the negotiations team. I was the convener of the historical research. I was the project manager that established a Mana Whenua GIS mapping project. We found at the beginning of our negotiations that the available information that we could get from Crown systems for our lands was woefully inadequate. And so we tried to map our lands, our papatipu lands, starting from the way we described them and built it up on a mana whenua basis. And so if you look at the map on the screen, that maps the Rarawa and Patu interests and who was allocated what through a period of time of about 20 years. And if you look at the yellow lands, those were allocated solely to Rarawa. If you look at the red lands, those were allocated solely to Te Patu, and the pink colour and purple colour in between are land blocks that were allocated jointly in one way or another to Te Rarawa Hapu alongside Te Patu. So that's just to illustrate there are some very clear delineations. Some of those blocks are large, some of those blocks are very small. Some of those blocks, a couple of hundred acres, deliberately divided in half between Te Patu and Te Rarawa Hapu. So I think that the actual boundaries between Te Rarawa and Patu have been fairly clearly set out over a long period of time. And so I won't take any much more of your time, and I'll open up if there's any questions. Kia ora koutou.
Mr. Williams. Ms. Arapiri.
Tēnā koe, Mr. White. Thank you for your evidence. I only have a couple of questions. You've stated that you're of Te Hawai Hapu and talked quite a bit about Te Hawai in your evidence this morning. And Te Hawai is listed in your deed of settlement as a hapu of Te Rarawa, isn't it?
Correct.
And you've said in your evidence that Te Hawai has mana whenua around the Takahua area?
Yes.
And then you've also said that you're aware that Te Hawai is also a hapu of Ngāti Kahu?
I haven't accepted that. I don't accept that.
Have you read Professor Mutu's evidence?
Yes, I have.
And she states that Te Hawai is a hapu of Ngāti Kahu, doesn't
yes.
she? She does.
Yes, she does.
And she also states that the lands of Te Hawai are Takahue.
Yes, she
doesn't
does.
She? Yes. And she also states that all Kakiawai is the marae of Te Hawai.
Yes.
She does.
The marae committee that exists, there is no marae at all Kakiawai.
And then in your evidence at paragraph 24, you talk about Takahui as a hunting and gathering place accessed by very many hapu, don't you? So that could include Te Hawai of Ngāti Kahu?
I don't accept that Te Hawai is a hapu of Ngāti Kahu, given that the Ngāti Kahu as an iwi organisation was recognised by the other iwi in the 1920s and 30s. At this time, they weren't, so I don't accept that.
And in relation to it being a hunting and gathering place accessed by many hapu, that could have included Te Patu accessing those lands and those resources?
I wouldn't know.
You don't know. Okay, kia ora. You say in your evidence that Te Patu was historically referred to as a hapu of Te Rarawa?
Has been historically referred
yes.
to.
Yes. So Te Patu are not now considered or referred to as a hapu of Te Rarawa, are they?
No.
No. And they're not included as a hapu in your deed of settlement?
No.
No. And so are you aware that the Y1176 Te Pātū claimants have instructed Ngāti Kahu Runanga to negotiate a settlement of their claims or go through this process?
I understand that that's the case.
Okay. Tēnā koe, those are my questions.
Mr. Powell?
No questions, sir.
Mr. Afiaki?
Kia ora.
Mr. Watkins?
Just a couple of questions, sir. Mr. White, tēnā koe. I just want to ask you a couple of questions about Takahue lands. There were two blocks, weren't there? One and two, that's
yes.
correct? And as you said, the Takahue one was...
Wasn't there? Weren't one and two, it was just Takahue and Takahue 2.
Takahue and Takahue 2, thank you. The Takahue 2 is a much smaller block of about 4,400 acres, that's correct,
correct.
Isn't it? You would confirm that Te Ihu Tai Hapu have a significant interest in Takahue 2?
Yes.
And you would be aware of the 2359 application where Te Ihu Tai asserts that they are Ngāpuhi?
Yes.
So Ngāpuhi have interest in Takahue 2?
I accept Te Ihu Tai has interest in Takahue 2. Whether or not they're a hapu of Ngāpuhi or a hapu of Rarawa or both, I won't comment.
Thank you. No further questions, Mr. White.
Mr. Marsden? The crowd?
Kia ora, Mr. White. When you're talking about the allocations at Takahue and you say they're really well worked out, weren't there a lot of petitions and protests afterwards? That was my understanding from reading Ms. Fraser's report.
I didn't say they were really worked out. I said there was a considerable context behind that, and there are about 15 or 20 decisions that were made along different land blocks which created the configuration that exists. And Pātū were figured in a number of those lands. Te Rarawa Hapu were configured in a number of those lands. As always, through a process that was applied by a Western jurisdiction of determining ownership, determining small numbers of owners, there were bound to be protests and conflict. And some of those conflicts were pre-existing, but some of those conflicts were actually fueled by the processes that were put in place.
So were those conflicts sort of internal to each group, or was it conflict between different hapu?
Between different hapu.
Right. And I just wondered...
Many of whom were very closely related.
Yes. Yes, okay. And Mr. Karaka talked about a conflict in the 1860s between Te Pātū and Te Rarawa, and I wondered whether you had any comment about that and the significance of that.
Yes, I was confused by Mr. Karaka's reference to an altercation between Te Rarawa and Pātū in the 1860s, where he said that Kahi was killed.
Yes.
Kahi is a luminary within Rarawa Whakapapa, and he lived in the 1700s. He wasn't alive in the 1860s, so I'm not sure about the correctness of that, but there were altercations between Pātū and Rarawa Hapu all around the time from the 1860s, where the Kaitaia lands, when I say Kaitaia lands, the name Kaitaia actually is outside of the settlement of Kaitaia, it's out to the south-west. From that time, there was very nearly an armed battle between Rarawa and Pātū, which was mediated and eventually led to the laying down of the northern boundary of the Kaitaia lands and the southern boundaries of a variety of small lands that were given to Pātū. So it very nearly came to battle in those times, that's correct.
Yes, and did those boundaries, were they accepted and stand? Or
were accepted in that they have remained and are there today. Lots of the... through the dealings of the Crown, lots of those lands were subsequently lost in quite a hurry. And so the actual physical manifestation of occupation of those lands was frustrated because of those Crown policies and actions. Those decisions are still with us today.
Thank you. And just one last question. I got the impression that conflict was from Te Rarawa coming from the outside and Te Patu being resident on the land and...
Nobody was resident on the Takahui lands. It was an area that was used for birding, hunting, etc.
Yes. But that they were closer living... Would that be fair?
I don't think that would be fair, no. The Takahui lands, 28,000 acres of land, Pātū are close to one end of that block.
Yes.
It's very close to Pukepoto, it's very close to Manganui Wai, it's very close to Herekino, it's very close almost to Mangamuka. It's a vast area of land. There's lots of hapū that are very close to that particular area of land.
All right, thank you very much.
No further questions, any re-examination, Ms. Mason?
No, Your Honour.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. White.
Kia ora.
Ms. Mason, we want to take a break shortly so to enable Te Ao Pau to set up, but we've probably got a few minutes if you want to call Mr. Busby.
Yep, I'll call Mr. Busby.
Mā kia hatia, tēnā no tātou. Mohe nāu kua pau te taima mo te rarawa. Honu e tuakena ki te mihi kai, ki a koutou e Ngāti Temarama. Kia hatia rā. Hoi nō e hariana me ngā āhuatanga ko pā mai te timatanga o te hui nei tāna mai ki tēnei wā. Kāni i wāku kōrero. Enari wāku kōrero e kōrero me tuku hokia. E pāna ki o mātou hapū puta noa i te rohene. Kei au, ko tahiana o ka hau mai ki ngā hui pene i toku au. Ko le pēkoe tu haka pono ki tēra. Enari, kei au ngā hui e mahi anau, e here anau, ko ngā hui haka mahi wo kuringa. Nā ko kuringa, toku māngai. Anō reira, e hariakana i rongo ngā ahuatanga i puta i tō mātou hea mana i teata dei. Nā, kāne nātou tērā, mōku nei na hona, e mihi ana ki a koutou ngā kaihaka wā, e mau nei te kauwhapa, tēnā pā, e tika ngā kōrero ki ara, anō te ahua reka o te nohonga o ngā tēina me ngā tuakana i nungui te hakarokotai. Nō reira, kāniwene mihi māku, kia ora hui mai tātou.
Kia ora. Do you have any questions? Taiho, Mr. Busby. Okay.
Mr. Pirupi, do you want to do that after I ask questions or before? After, okay.
Taiho, Mr. Busby.
Kia ora, Mr. Busby. Do you have your brief of evidence with you?
No, but I'm sure you have.
I'm over here. Kia ora. At paragraph 10 of your brief, could I just ask you to open your brief?
10.
Paragraph 10, aye.
I can't even see. Oh. Hollywood.
Hi. Hi. Hollywood. Do you know where that name came from?
Well, we used to go to pictures a lot in those days.
Yeah.
And Hollywood was a place I think we all wanted to go to.
Okay. Are you aware of the suggestion that the name Hollywood came because of the six Joseph girls who were known to dress like Hollywood stars? Do you know about that?
Yep.
You do?
Know about that.
Okay. That's good. So do you acknowledge, you also acknowledge in that paragraph that people lived there for a long time. So, and there were others, not just Te Rarawa, living at Hollywood or at Tangone?
There was even my brother-in-law and my sister stayed there for a period. His name was Basil Silver.
Okay. But you say some of the people living there were from Ngāti Kahu. I tika tēnā?
Well, we are virtually all Ngāti Kahu anyhow.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, and are you aware that the Joseph family lived at Tangone?
Yes, yes, I remember the sheriff, we used to call him.
Yeah.
Dave Joseph.
Yeah. And so you'd be aware, are you aware that they have asked Ngāti Kahu to progress their claims in respect of Tangone? Are you aware of that? Are you aware that the Joseph family have asked Ngāti Kahu to progress their claims in respect of Tangone?
No.
Okay, you're not aware of that. All right. Kia ora, koina. Thank you.
Just Mr. Pell, Mr. Afiaki.
Kia ora.
Mr. Watkins.
No questions, sir.
Mr. Marsden.
Yeah.
We don't have any questions for you, Mr. Busby. Ms. Mason, do you have any re-examination?
No, sir.
No? Okay. Just before we move on, I don't think we gave a record of inquiry number to the PowerPoint presentation. Mr. Piripi, it's S26.
One of the
what was his? Yeah. And Mr. White's PowerPoint presentation is S27. Ms. Mason, is it proposed that Mr. Petty's evidence be taken as read?
Yes, Your Honour.
There's no questions from Mr. Petty. No questions from any other counsel for Mr. Petty. Okay, thank you. Kia ora. Mr. Powell, we'll take a 10-minute break.
Thank you.